T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The 60 and 65-yard bombs that he attempted, how effortless that is. You see some throws, the touchdown throw at the end with a minute 15 seconds to go was a dart. You see the athletic ability to get in and out of the pocket, extend plays, run for first downs. You see just the strength that he has. People, if they'll just be patient with this guy, I think there's so much upside and so many tools that he has. I think he has a real future in him.
Brian Baldinger from NFL Network on earlier this week with One Bills Live talking about Josh Allen. Josh Allen, we don't know the exact quarterback plan for tonight, but if you base it on practice this week, it would seem that McCarron would start, Allen would be with the twos, and Peterman would be with the threes. Tyrod Taylor is going to start for Cleveland, and we get to see Baker Mayfield tonight as well. To find out more about the Browns, we're going to the AT&T hotline. Adam the Bull is at 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, and he joins us right now. Adam, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. How you doing?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. I'm curious. You know, Adam, here we've got a full-blown quarterback competition. So we're evaluating Josh Allen, but we're also knowing it's possible he could start week one against Baltimore. That's not the case in Cleveland. What's camp like for you guys as everybody evaluates Baker Mayfield, but every indication from Hugh Jackson is there is no question that Tyrod is going to be the starter in week one?
Yeah, that's been their plan all along. I still don't – everybody else has bought in 100% that it can't change. I'll believe it when I see it in week one. I will acknowledge that it is very likely that Tyrod Taylor will start week one. But I still wouldn't rule out the possibility if Baker really excels the rest of the way and he's looked really good so far. Because we've seen coaches say in the past that a guy's going to start, and then all of a sudden the rookie starts week one. So I'll leave open the possibility, but I do think without a doubt the plan from the organization is that they don't want him to start week one. I just spoke with Baker Mayfield on my show earlier this week, and I asked him flat out, are you going to be ready week one if they need you? And he said he would be. I don't know that a rookie is ever truly ready in week one, 100% certainly. But I've been very impressed by him in camp. But I've been impressed with Tyrod as well, and I think it's certainly not going to hurt him if Tyrod at least starts the season for the Browns.
Well, you mentioned you've been impressed with Baker Mayfield. So from the practices that you've seen, the one game that you've seen, what stands out about Mayfield so far?
Everything. Really, everything. He's extremely impressive. And I'm not prone to, you know, hyperbole, really, on because I'm usually kind of down on the Browns, deservedly so, because they've been pretty bad. And, you know, year after year, they bring in these quarterbacks. I'm like, this guy stinks. So I'm not usually the guy that's like, yeah, everything was great in training camp. But everything I've seen from this guy is impressive. He is clearly a leader in the huddle. We've seen it at camp. My partner and I have been out to camp every weekday. We've seen it on Hard Knocks. We've seen it in the games. There's no doubt about it. He is clearly, at a young age, matured beyond his years. Usually you guys interview rookies. Usually, a lot of times, rookies aren't comfortable doing interviews. They don't say much. This guy, none of that. He's very mature. He's an excellent leader already. Guys gravitate to him. They do to Tyrod as well, but they gravitate to him, no doubt. He's got a very strong arm. He's been extremely accurate. Now, again, it is preseason in practice. It's a whole new ball game when you play for real. But everything I've seen so far with this kid has been impressive. And that doesn't mean he's perfect or that, you know, he's going to be great the second he's on the field. But I haven't seen anything bad to this point.
Between Mayfield and Tyrod Taylor, Adam, this is the most excited Browns fans have been about their quarterback situation since...
Well, I would say, for me, the answer should be, probably Tim Couch. But probably fans were a little excited about Brian Hoyer, believe it or not, a few years ago, some fans. But I'd say the realistic answer was probably since Derek Anderson, because he had that one great year a decade ago, and then he couldn't follow up on it after they had that one great year. They didn't make the playoffs, but he put up huge numbers. So I would say at least since then, I mean, outside of, like I said, a few fans on Brian Hoyer, and he played well for a few weeks 4 years ago. Outside of that, I mean, there's just been nothing to be excited about at that position.
Yeah, we thought you were going to go and play the Bernie Kosar card.
Yeah, well, I mean, in reality, I mean, this is the sad state of affairs, is that, you know, Tyrod Taylor the last 3 years, as you guys know well, what he's done the last 3 years, while certainly not great, is solid and better than anything the Browns have had since Bernie. Without, not even close.
How has Tyrod looked overall, and what kind of reception is he getting from the fans? When listeners are calling your shows and they're talking about Tyrod Taylor, what are you hearing from them?
All positive. Most of the fans, I think, want... The fans here are shell-shocked, right? So the fans here are afraid that every rookie that quarterback that plays is going to stink, because every rookie quarterback that's played here in the past has stunk.
What's that like?
We have no idea how to relate to that, Adam.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Yeah, you guys wouldn't know. You guys wouldn't know anything about bad quarterback play. Yeah, so you get it. You get it. I mean, I think it's similar fan bases in Buffalo and Cleveland. So, they're afraid. So I think a lot of in other markets maybe where there's been more quarterback success, fans would be more gung ho about playing the rookie. I think one man's junk is another man's treasure, right? You guys were like, okay, we went as far as we could with Tyrod, and I get that. But for Cleveland fans, Tyrod is a huge upgrade over what they've had. They feel like they can, when you're a fan base that's won one game in 2 years and four games in 3 years, you want to win some football games. And so I think the fans feel like the perfect scenario is that Tyrod plays this year, or at least part of this year, and then Baker gets his feet wet at the end of the year and is ready to go next year. But they want to win some games, and I can't blame fans for that, especially when you feel like you have your quarterback of the future already on the roster, so you're not worried about having a high draft pick so you can get a quarterback. But I think generally the fans are happy that Tyrod is here. I think most are realistic about his, how good he is, although obviously Jarvis Landry is a better receiver than anybody ever had in Buffalo, although we don't have LeSean McCoy here. So, we'll see. But I think generally fans are positive about Tyrod Taylor.
So one man's junk is another man's treasure. Leads me into a Corey Coleman question, because the Browns wanted no part of him. They gave him away for a bag of deflated footballs. What did you think of Corey Coleman in Cleveland? Because again, we're sitting here trying to figure out, what kind of a factor could he be? Clearly he brings a deep threat and speed and talent and ability, but something went wrong in Cleveland. And so what did you think of him when he was there?
Didn't think he was very good. Listen, this is a no-lose move for the Bills. Obviously, he gave up essentially nothing to get him. And there is talent, as you said. Never found him to be a hard worker. He was constantly injured. He was dropped. He made a lot of key drops. He was never impressive. I never saw him out on the field and was like, wow, this guy's really good. I mean, I wouldn't say he's without talent at all, certainly. He was drafted in the first round for a reason, although a lot of other Browns players who drafted in the first round and have gone nowhere. But I think it was a good move by both teams. He needed a change of scenery. And for the Bills, it's no risk. I mean, I think, even if he becomes a serviceable receiver for you guys, you gave up nothing to get him. So I think it was worth the risk. I wouldn't say it's impossible that he has an okay career, but I don't think he's ever going to live up to his first-round draft pick. Mm.
Adam the Bull with us, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. We will see the Browns tonight, of course, against the Bills. Adam, thanks for giving us some time this morning. Appreciate it, and enjoy the game.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.